One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans. Across that globe, welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, fresh off of our visit to the Final Four here in Glendale, Arizona, where we saw what happened. Purdue getting it done and UConn getting it done. Both teams kind of just showed their power in the last few minutes of the game, and we're able to pull away, and now we're down to the final two, and both the men and the women, as I will be taking on South Carolina a little after we're done with the show today. Mike, good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
Well, let's just put it this way. I am awake, my friend. It was a late night, but it was a glorious day for us two yesterday, I must say.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to you about the Final Four when we obviously got out to Glendale State Farm Stadium to check it all out, take in the action, and we'll give people the best description of how we can describe that atmosphere. But for the most part, it was pretty off the hook. People were very happy to support their teams, winning or losing. It was a pretty good event for people to get out there and enjoy themselves. So we're going to talk about it on the other side. We pushed John Poulter, our professor of sports, to 8:40, so we can break down the action from Saturday and get you kind of ready for Monday night. So keep it close, everybody. Just getting warmed up and getting loose. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for guiding you through another one. Get at us, people. Let's talk about the sports world if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And you should check out Mike's TikTok, too, because it's blowing up off the hook with hundreds and thousands of views on his stuff. So what is your TikTok handle, brother?
You know what? That is a very good question. It is Michael Wilson 2305. Michael Wilson 2305. You will find all sorts of content from the Final Four, college football, college basketball, and you're right. There is content on there that has, it's almost 400,000 people that have viewed it, and thousands of people have enjoyed the content. So it's popping, like you said.
All right, speaking of content, let's get to it, brother. You and I were out at the Final Four Saturday here in Phoenix, Arizona, Glendale, more specific, but first and foremost, I want to let people know it's an hour and 20-minute drive for Mike to make it from where he lives to the stadium. Like, come on, man. If that's not dedication first and foremost, I don't know what is, man. It's like, you better pack a suitcase and you better get your stuff and all that. But he picks me up. I'm like halfway along the way, so I can give him a bottle of water at least. It's almost like he's running a marathon, right? So I can hand him off a bottle of water. I give him a couple of things to like nosh on and things like that, right? And then we make our way over to the stadium. And man, oh man, let's first and foremost, let's paint that picture a little bit of Westgate and our walk into the stadium. I would say that the fans were out to support their teams in full throttle. What say you?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what, Andy, I will say, and I made the comment, I think, to you, and you made it to me, but I know I made it to, you know, friends of mine and stuff and family back in Oregon. I think the entire state of Indiana was there yesterday to root on Purdue. I mean, I think Purdue had the biggest contingent of fans there yesterday. And that's not the slight, you know, the UConn fans that were there were loud and boisterous, and NC State had a really good showing of their supportive fans. And of course, Alabama's going to bring fans. And I can't get over when they played Sweet Home Alabama yesterday, man. Those Crimson Tide fans, I think about lost their mind when they played Sweet Home Alabama. But overall, look, the atmosphere was electric. Fan support was off the hook. The games were, you know, we'll get into this a little bit. The games were a little the Purdue NC State game was a little anticlimactic, I think, to a certain extent, but just the whole atmosphere and what you and I get access to, I think most people would give their left arm to kind of see and hear what we saw on Saturday afternoon and Saturday night.
Yeah, we were in the locker rooms. We were getting interviews. We were talking to all the big dogs. It was definitely something to remember and a great experience for us. Okay, so you mentioned Purdue's fans, you mentioned UConn's fans, you mentioned, look, they all came out in full force, which is great, but Purdue and UConn, it was kind of like those two teams, they knew that they had the advantage. They knew they were going to win these games as long as they didn't have a terrible showing. And their fans came out, both of those. I would say that it's going to be a very ruckus crowd of UConn fans and obviously the Purdue fans that are here. It's going to be Boilermakers on one side. It's going to be UConn on the other side. And I think that the fans are going to come out in full force. I really do. I think it's going to be amazing to see the different colors that we're going to see in the stadium that night. So let's kind of break down the way it's set up a little bit for people to kind of understand how they break the stadium down a little bit, right? Like, we walk into the stadium, the first thing that I said to you is, wow, that basketball court looks small, right? Like, we're walking those steps. We're walking down the steps, and we feel like we're like a mile away from the court. Thank God we're not sitting there, because that would have been difficult to see a lot of the action. However, they do a very good job of having those screens up where people can view things right on the screen. I do think the seats that are basically right around the court are good seats. However, we all know how they build this court. It's kind of up on a platform. So if you're close to the floor, you're almost having to look up and you're having to look over people's heads that, you know, there's camera people, there's obviously the players and this and that and the other, the coaches. So I almost think that the best spot is probably, I don't know, 10, 15 rows up, but you want to be in the center. And honestly, I have no idea what those seats are going for, but they've got to be a relatively pretty penny. But the dynamics of the stadium, I thought the acoustics were very good. I thought was excellent. Like, the sound wasn't vibrating or anything like that. I thought the inside, the atmosphere, the moments where the games were close, I thought the atmosphere was great. But as soon as Purdue and as soon as UConn pulled away, I felt like the crowd, the atmosphere, it took a hit, and it was almost like the air was let out of the building to a certain degree. Is that fair?
No, that is very fair. And I think to any college basketball fan or sports fan, it's almost, you know, when UConn and Purdue pulled away, like you said, towards the end of the game, it was almost, the crowd was like, well, okay, this is what we expected. this is what everybody kind of thought probably would happen, that, you know, UConn and Purdue win these games and move on to the national championship on Monday night. But I will certainly agree with you that the acoustics in there were great. And you know what? I was talking with our producer before we came on the air. He was asking, you know, what it was like. And I said, you know what? I've never, and this is true, I've never been a fan of putting these games in a football stadium for the exact reason that you just said. That court looks small compared to a massive stadium that holds, you know, State Farm Stadium holds about 67,000, 68,000 fans, and they had, you know, for basketball, you can fit more in there. And I think the announced attendance last night was right around 74,700 and change last night. And, you know, you look around and you got these people sitting way up in the nosebleed seats. And I can only imagine what those seats are like when you're looking down, trying to look down on the court and trying to see something. It's like looking at a bunch of ants running around, you know, down on the court. But you said, but you also did say, look, they had screens that, you know, that were very clear that you could watch. But, you know, if you weren't sitting the lower section with a straight on view of the whole length of the court, and I agree that you needed to be 10 or 15 rows up to get a good viewing, then your best seat was at home on your couch, on your Barca lounger, you know, watching the game. You know what? I understand why they do it. I understand why they put it in football stadiums. I mean, let's face it. We all know college athletics is about the money anymore. I mean, you know, you just look at the Final Four and what they do with that. That you look at conference realignment. You look at that. You know, NIL stuff now. So it's just one of those things that kind of goes with college athletics and college basketball now. But the other thing I will add to this, and I'll let you speak to it, is, you know, the access that they give us media is really good. I mean, we can pretty much go where we want and kind of go after whatever story, whatever content that we're looking for, you know, with them. I mean, there are limitations with it, but like I said at the beginning, most people would give their left arm to do what we did yesterday.
No, absolutely. Look, bottom line is it was definitely a great opportunity for us to get out there, make ourselves a little bit known. You know, we're talking to Kenny, we're talking to Charles, we're talking to EJ. I'm giving fist bumps with these guys, man. I mean, it's like, it's pretty cool stuff. Let's keep it real here. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll give you some analysis from what we saw on the court from Saturday's action. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation.
What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Okay, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're coming at you, people. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. He likes football. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. I like myself. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, man, so let's break down the games, and we'll give our analysis as to what we thought happened. Let's take the NC State-Purdue game because that was the first game. Look, Zach Edey made his impact on this game, and quite frankly, I'm just going to make it clear, he's going to have a big impact on Monday's game as well. But I think the others for him are going to have to step up a lot bigger. Braden Smith had a terrible game, not uncharacteristic of him, the way that he went out there and played. You know, I was talking to Fletcher after the game. Nice kid, by the way, really good kid. You know, I think I remember asking him, you know, something like, you know, I actually can't even remember the question I asked him at this moment in time. But I thought that he was just a really good kid. And when I was talking to him, all these kids are excited about the opportunity, right? Like, Purdue's had some failure. Let's keep it real. And they've bounced back from a lot of different types of adversity when you think about it. They've had a lot of early exits under Matt Painter, right? They've had this team that is supposed to have gone further than they have, and this time they finally live up to the hype, right? That they're in the national championship game. And quite frankly, man, I think we got the two best teams when you really look at the body of work from throughout the season. Purdue and UConn were the two best teams throughout the whole season. I think they finished the final rankings at 1-3. Houston snuck in there at number 2, as you and I detected last night. But truth be told, Zach Edey was just so dominant and so big and such a force, and that was the difference in this game. Like, I don't know how else to put it, but you know, him going out there and doing what he did, which is basically just doing what he did throughout the tournament, except his numbers on the scoring were a little bit down, but that had to go with the game. The guy scores 20 of 63, right? So the others only scored 43
right.
points. Braden Smith has got to be better. Like, I'm just telling you, kid only had 3 points. You know, you look at what everybody else was doing. They got decent numbers from Jones and Liver, but at the end of the day, like, I'm sorry, Lawyer, Fletcher Lawyer, look, and that's the kid that I talked to after the game. Again, just a really right. nice kid. He came through. Like, he really did. He came through, and that's what I talked to him about. I talked to him about his poise and how under control he was. They just knew how to win that basketball game at the end of the day, Mike, in my humble opinion. And it was a lot of Zach Edey, yes or no?
Oh, it was to me, it was almost all Zach Edey. It is hard to stop somebody as big, and he's strong. He's 7'4". He has his limitations, but as a college basketball player, I mean, he's the last 2 years he's been the AP Player of the Year. So that tells you something about him as a player at the collegiate level for sure. But to have to deal with him and what NC State had to deal with him is just wasn't going to get it done. I mean, you and I had both made the comment that, you know, once we got near the floor, or we were on the floor just sitting there watching him warm up, shoot around, that kind of thing, we both said NC State looks small. Like they look smaller than Purdue. And it showed throughout the game that they didn't have an answer for Zach Edey at all. But to get to your point about, you know, just they were going to win this game. Purdue was just going to win this game, and they're going to figure out how to do it. The game was kind of sloppy. It was kind of rough. The shooting wasn't great. But in the end, you know, Purdue and their coach even kind of talked about it in the post-game press conference was, you know, we're going to figure out a way to win. If we win going up and down the court, he even said that's more pleasing for people to watch and pleasing to coach and the whole thing. But if, you know, in the end, if we have to win and have to look kind of rough and kind of, you know, not the greatest, but we still win, we'll take it. And yeah, that's what they figured out how to do. They were going to win one way looking beautiful, or they're going to win kind of one way and looking kind of rough and kind of, you know, struggle throughout the game, but they figured out a way to win. And that tells you a lot about how head coach Matt Painter, you know, can figure things out, can make adjustments, and get his team to where they want to go. And look, they're playing for their first national championship in 51 years or 52, yeah, you know, whatever it is. It's a little over 50 years. I mean, that they're in a spot that they just don't see hardly at all. And sure, that's a credit to that staff, that coaching staff and those players to right. figure out a way to win even when it doesn't look pretty.
Sure. And DJ Horn, kid from Arizona State who obviously transferred to NC State, great game for him. So good to see that. All right, real quickly, let's shift yeah. gears and talk about UConn and what we saw from that game. Look, it's same situation, to be honest with you. Like, their big guy who
right.
I had a really good conversation with in the locker room. I like that kid, to be honest with you. Nice kid. Klingon is, I think, how you say his last name. 14 and 6 blocks for him or something like that. I'm excited to see that matchup between he and Zach Edey, because obviously we're talking about Zach Edey. And I know they put him as the college player of the year and all that, but it's hard to, like, say he's the best player. Here's what I will say. He's the most dominant player. So it'll be interesting right, to see right. how Klingon can go up against him. He's like 7'2". I think Zach Edey's 7'4". UConn was very strong. Like here's what I kept saying to you throughout that game, right, is every time I look up at the scoreboard, they're up 4 to 7 points. Even though Alabama kept pushing, they could never get over the frickin' hump. And quite frankly, to me, had they been able to get the lead in the second half, the game may have been a little bit different. They could just never get over the hump. And then when you just keep trying and trying to get over that mountain, it just becomes more difficult as time goes on, and UConn just kind of keeps coming at you, and they can score in bunches, and they have little runs here and there throughout the game, which makes them extremely difficult to handle. So I saw UConn just be UConn and do what they do all year long. What did you see from UConn?
Oh, exactly the same thing you just said. Like they, and I know I've made this comment to you about UConn. They don't panic. Like they got down, they get down like 5-6 points, right? And 7 points, something like that, to Alabama for a few minutes. And there wasn't a panic mode. They're very businesslike. Hurley has them, you know, coached to a point where it's like, oh, okay, we still got this. Maybe we're down a few points. We're going to figure this out. We're going to take back the lead, and we're going to clamp down defensively. They're one of the best defensive teams I've seen in a bit in college basketball, and that's a credit to Danny Hurley and his staff. But, yeah, they just kind of kept Alabama at bay. And you know what? You and I both said Alabama brought their game. Like they were playing kind of fast. They were playing fast, loose, like, hey, we got nothing to lose here. We're the four seed. We're not the defending champs. We have an opportunity here to take out the defending champs and make a name for ourselves. But UConn just went, not tonight, you don't. We're UConn. We're used to doing this. This is what we do. And they did. Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely. No doubt. Definitely. UConn Purdue in the final game on Monday, 6:20, our time here in Phoenix. We will definitely be there once again. But we got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we are guiding you through another one. Get at us if you'd like, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on the X. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter, who, by the way, you can get at him on the X at 12, John Poulter. Thank you for adjusting the time with us, John, today, because obviously we wanted to share what we were experiencing yesterday here in Glendale, Arizona at the Final Four. So we do appreciate you moving around for us, but we get a little extra time with you here in this segment. So that was kind of my thought process in general. Let's not waste any time. Let's get right into it. As I'm looking at the NHL standings, and, you know, last week when we spoke, or 2 weeks ago, I can't remember exactly when it was, the Boston Bruins and the Florida Panthers were playing a game of switcheroo. Now it looks like Boston has a little bit of a lead here because they've won four straight. Now they got a five-point lead, and things are looking pretty good as, obviously, the end of the season is approaching very fast, and playoff hockey is upon us very soon, which is awesome. Can't wait for that. We kind of know who's in a little bit for the most part. Who do you think has a chance to knock somebody out and maybe work themselves into the postseason?
Well, it's been interesting the last 10 days or so with the Islanders and the Pittsburgh Penguins pushing themselves into playoff spots, Andy. That Eastern Conference race is pretty tight. Four teams in the Atlantic Division, counting Tampa Bay, have already qualified for postseason play, as have the Rangers and the Hurricanes. So it's really down to the Islanders, the Flyers, the Washington Capitals, Detroit, Buffalo, and New Jersey all fighting for those two spots in the East. And there's a lot of games between those teams in the next 6 to 7 games that each team has left. West is a little bit more clear. Really, St. Louis and Minnesota, the only teams that are currently outside the playoff rush that have an outside chance of getting in. And you look at the schedules and the amount of points they have to make up, and I think it's going to be pretty tough for either St. Louis or Minnesota to get into the playoffs in the West. So the race is definitely in the East for the second wild card spot and for the third spot in the Metropolitan Division, trailing the Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes, who've got big leads.
Good morning, John, and thank you for moving around your segment here for us. I greatly appreciate it. I know Andy does as well. Look, once the playoff teams are set, who do you expect to kind of rise to the top, and then who could you see making a surprise run in the NHL playoffs?
Well, I'm looking at Vegas because they were out of it for quite a while. They've pushed to get back into it. We all know how strong that team is. I think Vancouver is very strong, and of course we've talked about Boston, Florida, the Rangers, Carolina being the strength teams in the East. So I think those are the teams that probably have the best shot at taking a run at it. And you know, I always think the Colorado Avalanche are not a sleeper team, but always a team that kind of holds back a little bit till the playoffs. So those would be my picks, I think, at this point, Mike.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey at the moment. Yeah, you kind of stole my thunder with talking about the Vegas Knights. You know, I love that team. I've just kind of glommed onto them because, you know, the Coyotes are the Coyotes, and it's hard to get behind them. I did see something about a potential spot where they would be building a new arena And it's a piece of property that I think is valued at like $68 million from what I had heard the other day on TV. And they're making a very, very hard push for this piece of property. And if it doesn't work out, it really might actually be the last straw. So I'll be very interested to see how all of that shakes out. You didn't mention the Dallas Stars at all. I'm kind of shocked about that because they've played pretty well this season. What is the ceiling for the Dallas Stars?
Well, I think it's probably fair to include them in that equation there, that conversation, Andy. That whole division between Dallas, Colorado, and Winnipeg has been a bit of a seesaw all season, and Dallas has played pretty solidly. Looking at the remaining schedule for Dallas, I just have this feeling that Dallas is going, they're already in the playoffs, we know that, so they will have a bit of a factor, but they're going to be there, but that Western Conference, there's going to be a couple of good teams going out fairly early, and maybe Dallas might be one of them. Either Winnipeg, Colorado, or Dallas, one of those three teams is going to go out in the first round because two of them are going to be playing each other. So we're going to lose a good team in the very first round in that division.
John, the Panthers, Aaron Ekblad, he's likely out until the end of the playoffs. If he can't come back, the coach thinks that he'll be back, but if he's not there, how big of a loss would that be for the Panthers?
It's a huge loss. He's one of the best defensemen in the league. He's been steady for a number of years. And Florida is a team with a couple of superstars, but primarily there's just a real good bunch of players there, Ekblad being one of them. It's going to be a huge loss, especially when we play defensive hockey in the playoffs.
Again, that's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey at the moment. I do want to transition and talk some Major League Baseball with you, too, in this segment. But a final thought from me or a final question from me about the NHL right now. Who are you taking before? I want to get your thought before the playoffs actually start. Who do you think is going to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, I'm still going to go with Colorado. I still think that's a very strong team. I think they've withstood some injuries. They've played very well. We know how well they play at home. It's a great home ice advantage for them. And I think Boston or Florida or maybe the Rangers have a chance in the East. The Rangers might have an easier path out of their division. So I'd probably say if it was started tomorrow, I'd probably say the Rangers and Colorado would be my two favorites to get to the final.
All right, fair enough. Okay, let's switch gears. Let's talk a little Major League Baseball. It's obviously very early. We talk about this all season long as it's a marathon, not a sprint. I sound like a broken record. I know it. But couple quick thoughts or a couple quick questions I have for you. Are the Yankees back? Because they're obviously on top of the division right now at 7-2. They've been out here. They took care of the D-backs and all that good stuff. I think we may have an interesting race in the central of the National League with the Pittsburgh Pirates playing very well. We talked about them a little bit before the season that maybe they could be a good squad. The Brewers are doing it in a different way this year. They got a bunch of bats, and the pitching is a little bit different. The Dodgers are back to what they're doing. Obviously, they're on top of the division there, but we think that's going to be a two-team race between them and the Padres, but let's not count out the D-backs because we know what they did last season. Just some early thoughts from you, John, about what you're seeing on the diamond.
Well, I guess the big news is the pitching injuries that we continue to see. Strider is going to see an arm specialist, quote, at a later date, which I thought was kind of an odd way for the Braves to put it. I would have thought, next week or within the next 10 days or whatever might have been the thing that they had said. Noticed this morning that Shane Bieber has been scheduled for Tommy John surgery, so he'll be gone for the rest of the year for Cleveland. And, of course, we know about the injury to Gerrit Cole early in the season. He's going to be out a couple of months. That's three pretty big names. And, of course, we still got Scherzer and DeGrom out in Texas for a while. So there's four or five really good arms that are missing from Major League Baseball. Yankees 7-2, but they're still only one game up in that division. So as you point out, It's very early. To me, the Pittsburgh Pirates continue to be the story. 7-2, leading that division. Your Brewers only a game behind. I'd like to look at it at the end of 30 days and see how many of these trends have continued. I guess the big disappointment to me would be the Miami Marlins 0-9 to start the season, and that's quite a drop-off for a team that was in the playoffs last year.
You know, John, being a Cubs fan, I just look at it like, oh, we're already out. You know, there's always next year. The thing that I want to get your opinion on is Steven Strasburg. He retired. To me, his career was kind of an unfulfilled promises. He did win a World Series, but just your thoughts on the career of Steven Strasburg.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Expected a lot more out of him. He was so hyped coming out of college when he was the number one draft pick by the Washington Nationals. Fought a number of injuries, did win a World Series, but you get that feeling that it's a potential great career that was cut short very quickly and very abruptly, and in a lot of ways very sad to see, but clearly his lifelong health is the most important thing, and he doesn't want to be walking around feeling ill the whole time and not being able to move properly and all those kinds of things that come with those kinds of injuries. So I think he's made the right decision, but I think unfulfilled promise is probably the best way to put it, Mike.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball at this moment. John, listen, let me ask you this. Looking at just in general the season, obviously we know it's a long season. Who are you looking at to maybe have a breakout season? Who are you looking at maybe that is kind of coming to the end, or maybe they should think about kind of hanging things up? But, you know, like we had Albert Pujols a few years back. Anybody like that? And who are some of the up-and-comers we should be looking for?
Well, as nobody jumps to mind as being a guy that should be hanging it up. In terms of teams that are, I think, are probably on the downside, I got to say the Blue Jays, because they've got a very short window with the superstars that they have under contract. They're not playing very well. They're not scoring a lot of runs. They're in a very tough division. So I think that's a team that's going to be in some trouble. I think Cleveland is probably going to be the opposite. Cleveland is going to be a huge surprise. But as I mentioned, their number one pitcher, Bieber, is now out for the season. So they may come back to the pack. In terms of rookies, probably a little early to be looking at it. We probably won't see the good rookies called up until they're rookie status is changed in May, so let's look at that sometime in May. I'm thinking Jackson Holliday with Baltimore might be a comer on that regard, but they're not going to bring him up until his first-year contract has expired.
Okay, so go ahead, Mike.
No, John, I just want to get your thoughts on, the injuries with pitchers. The union, the players' union, is saying it's because of the pitch clock. Do you agree, disagree? What are your thoughts on the increase in the pitching in injuries, and they want to associate it to the pitching clock?
I'm not sure it's the pitching clock, Mike. I think it's the fact that pitchers are not developing as long in the minor leagues. Everybody's coming up throwing hard. They've got all these fancy statistics for spin rate and that kind of thing. And, I'm old enough to remember when a guy was expected to go 9 innings, and I'm going back to the 60s and the 70s. That was the sign of a true stud for a starting pitcher. Now a starting pitcher is a stud if you get you through 6 innings. So the emphasis is throw as long as you can, as hard as you can. I don't think that's the right thing, and I think that plus the slowdown in the minor league development, because they want to bring these guys along so much more quickly because they've got so much more money involved in them, I think those are the two factors, quite frankly.
Good stuff, John. We appreciate you. We're up about the clock here, so thank you for adjusting, but gave us a little more time, so that's appreciated.
Always a pleasure, guys. Never a problem to adjust.
We appreciate it. Have an awesome day. We'll catch up with you next week. We got to take a pause for the calls. We'll come back and wrap up the outlook. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're guiding you through another one. Get at us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7575 are the digits. Hit us up on the X for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaker, bro, I do want to set something up because you and I got to talk a little bit about it, obviously, because it's going to happen a little after the show. Iowa Hawkeyes are going to be taking on South Carolina, who are undefeated later on today in the women's final game of the year. Both number one seeds there, both number one seeds in the men. So a little bit of chalk, it's okay. It's not such a bad thing because at the end of the day, we want to see them playing. But how excited Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes have a chance to take down the mighty South Carolina girls.
Yeah, what? No. Look, South Carolina is undefeated. Like, that tells you everything you need to know about South Carolina. They've won the last 72 out of 73 games. Iowa is the last team to beat them. So if there is going to be a team that ruins South Carolina's season, it certainly can be the Hawkeyes.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll get back to it on the other side. Hour one in the books. Hour two on the horizon. Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf. It is Fun Sports Weekend Edition.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. Aftershocks still being felt after a rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake hitting the northeast of the epicenter, Lebanon, New Jersey, 50 miles from New York City. It's been 139 years since New York City felt anything like this, and it's been 240 years since a quake this strong hit New Jersey. The last time was in the year 1783. For a period of time, there were ground stops Friday at the New York area airports, Newark, New Jersey, LaGuardia, and JFK, as runways were checked for cracks. More than 600 flights were delayed and more than 30 were canceled.
I fully intend, as the governor knows, to have the federal government cover the cost of building this entire bridge, all of it.
President Biden making a trip to Baltimore on Friday to tour the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. USA's John Schaefer with details.
President Biden is offering reassurance to Baltimore in the aftermath of last week's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse.
Most importantly to the people of Maryland, I'm here to say your nation has your back, and I mean it. Your nation has your back.
Speaking from the collapsed site, Biden expressed his condolences to the families of the six construction workers who were killed in that collapse. The collapse occurred when a cargo container ship collided with the bridge, leading to its immediate structural failure. I'm John Schaefer.
Turning now to sports, lots of folks will be betting on and tuned into the Final Four semifinal games tonight in Glendale, Arizona. First up, the game between Purdue and NC State at 6:09 p.m. Eastern, and then number one UConn and number four Alabama playing at 8:49 p.m. Monday night is the national championship game starting at 9:20 p.m. Eastern. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Lots of excitement building for Monday's eclipse. It's a historic event. The moon will pass between the Earth and the sun and completely block out sunlight, turning day into night for 1.5 to 3.5 minutes, USA's Dave Collins reports.
According to eclipse expert John Irwin, the new path is based on more accurate calculations of the sun's radius. This won't affect most New Yorkers' viewing plans on Monday, but areas like Rome, Utica, and Ithaca will no longer experience a full effect of the total solar eclipse. There will still be plenty of prime viewing spots during totality between 2 p.m. and 2:11 p.m.
To developments in the Middle East now. After a call between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel is ramping up aid flow to Gaza. President Biden urging leaders in Egypt and Qatar to press Hamas for a deal with Israel to release the 99 hostages still being held.
One of the messages that the president had for Prime Minister Netanyahu was, let's get this done. Let's get a deal in place so that we can get a ceasefire for a matter of weeks in place.
That's National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby. The Dow gaining 307 points Friday, the market reacting to news that 300,000 jobs added in March. That's 100,000 more than expected. The NASDAQ was up almost 200 points and the S&P 500 up 57 points. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am with my partner in crime, Andy Dorf. We are talking all sorts of Final Four action from the previous Saturday. We just finished NHL, Major League Baseball. We're going to be talking NBA this hour, but we also have to talk the women's Final Four, or more specifically, the Women's National Championship that will take place on Sunday at 3 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock out here in the West. It's going to be a great game. South Carolina undefeated, Iowa, Caitlin Clark, the legend, the myth, everything. So it's going to be a fun game. And do we have Andy? Is Andy there? Andy is not there. So, anyways, we will also talk NBA, and Andy and I have been talking NBA. He's not so bullish on his Bucks right now, but we will talk Celtics, Lakers, Golden State play-ins, all that kind of stuff when we come back on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right?
Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Sorry about that, Mike. I don't know what the heck happened to me before, brother, but for some reason, my mute button just was not responding. So I did hear your open. I appreciate you taking over the open for me since I was not available for whatever frickin' reason, but the powers be, they let me back, so I'm back. I mean, AI all over the place, right? I heard you mention the women's contest that'll be coming up a couple hours after we're done with the program today. Caitlin Clark, Iowa, taking on South Carolina. The team is undefeated. The last time they lost a game, if I'm not mistaken, was against Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes. I don't know if you heard about this, but I saw this yesterday. The young lady for the Iowa Hawkeyes, Marshall, who took the foul at the end of the game, was getting all kinds of threats on social media. She had to take down her social media. Listen, people, not the right person to be upset with here. She was in the right place at the right time. That was a foul, and the official got it right. Okay, so let's not do that to people. What the heck is wrong with people in general? She's out there playing a game, guys, ladies, whoever was threatening her. It's ridiculous. Okay, it's absolutely freaking ridiculous. So Iowa plays South Carolina. There's always drama in sports. We know that. South Carolina, 37-0. It's unbelievable. It really is. If there's a team that can take them out, I do think it is Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes. What are you looking for in this contest?
You know what? I'm looking for how Iowa's going to contend with the bigs for South Carolina. Like, I kind of have an idea, and you and I talked about it yesterday, about, you know, what UConn was doing with Caitlin and kind of just dogging her all over the court, trying to deny her the ball. And to an extent, it worked. Like, Caitlin got a little flustered. She wasn't hitting, you know, her shots from the outside. Eventually, she kind of figured it out and trusted her teammates to make shots, and that relieved some of the pressure. But I think Dawn Staley, the head coach of South Carolina, is going to do probably something very similar to what UConn was trying to do with Caitlin and deny her the ball all over the court. So, once again, the other thing I'll be looking at is if that happens, how Caitlin Clark responds to that. Is she going to just go back to what worked, on Friday night with UConn and get her teammates involved and she'll pass them the ball. They'll hit threes. They'll get layups. And let's not forget, Caitlin Clark's just not about hitting, you know, parking lot type shots, on the basketball court. She can pass the ball. She's a very good passer, distributor of the ball. So if she gets other people involved, then Staley's going to have to she's going to have to counter that and figure something else out to stop Iowa. Because, Iowa can score, and I think people get in this rut of thinking Iowa's just all Caitlin Clark. No. There's other kids on that team, other girls on that team that can seriously play ball. It's just Caitlin Clark is so dynamic and just so such a phenomenal player that, she kind of takes the air out of everybody else on the team. But that rest of that team can play, and they know how to beat South Carolina. They're the last team to do it. But this is, obviously this is for the national championship. This has a little bit different feel and pressure to it than last time, but it's one of those things where here's what we're doing on both sides, South Carolina and Iowa, and then it's going to be up to the coaches to how they counterpunch what the other team is doing.
Hannah Stuhlke, I think that she is going to have a huge game for Iowa like she did in the semifinal. She actually had more points than Caitlin Clark did that game, if you look at it. She had 23. Caitlin struggled to get 21, but it was all about her getting her teammates involved. The others really stepped up. Marshall, Martin, they all hit big shots. Like, they literally, Iowa has very capable players other than Caitlin Clark. Obviously, everything runs through Caitlin, and she's very dynamic in the sense of her skill level is off the charts, man. Like, she dribbles through her legs and she moves so quickly. She covers a lot of court too. Like, what she does off the ball is just as impressive as what she does with the ball. You mentioned how that UConn was really getting in her grill and obviously just basically pressing her from the moment that she had the ball in her hand, like literally all the way up the court, she was being pressed and that was frustrating her a little bit. And I thought in the first half, she was forcing things quite a bit. And you saw the turnovers, you saw the lack of points from Iowa. I mean, they only scored 26 points in the first half. Like, they scored 25 alone in the third quarter. So once Caitlin and Iowa figured things out a little bit, they seemed to get their offensive flow back. And I agree with you. They can score buckets, but the way to shut them down a little bit is to just get all over Caitlin and make somebody else be the facilitator or the distributor. I think that that's a tough route to go because Iowa showed us that they're capable of figuring out different ways to get the ball up the floor. Marshall is very capable of bringing it up. Martin is capable. They have other people that can be playmakers for them. Most of the time, they want to run things through Caitlin. But if they don't, they have other capable bodies to do that. I'm intrigued to see how South Carolina wants to play this game. Do they want to play an up-tempo game? Do they want to slow it down a little bit? I'm going to say that I think this is more of an up-tempo game than what we saw from both of them in the semifinal. What say you?
No, you're saying that it's going to be an up-tempo game? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree that this is going to be kind of an up-tempo game. I'm expecting points in this game. You know, I'm not expecting to see, North Carolina State and Purdue, you know, in the men's Final Four yesterday. I'm expecting some points to get on the board between Iowa and South Carolina. So I am anticipating a fun game. I am anticipating that crowd is going to be into it. There's a lot of people rooting for Caitlin to finish her career off with a national championship, and just the attention that she's brought to Iowa basketball, the attention that she's brought to women's college basketball. You know, we haven't seen, you know, you and I talked about this as well yesterday at the men's Final Four, just the attention that the women are getting. Like, there's more first name basis and people know who these girls are than there is in the men's game, you know, and there's different reasons, you know, for that. Women tend to stay more in college and they don't tend to transfer. I mean, they do transfer, but these girls are so dynamic now that they are their own brand. They are their own player, and they're doing things on the court that we haven't seen out of the women's game, you know, ever. And so they're becoming household names, and Caitlin Clark is about as big of a household name in this country right now as you can get. And it's just phenomenal to watch. It's great to watch. The women's game deserves all the attention, all the flowers, all the money, all the ratings that it's getting, because, you know, people like Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, Angel Reese, you know, so it's phenomenal to watch. And, you know, I'm going to be with my soda and popcorn watching this game.
Yeah, I mean, look, the intensity that they bring to the game is great. A lot of eyes on that UConn Iowa game the other day, 14.2 million, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, they are capturing the eyes of people, and the women's game is definitely something that is more watchable these days than it ever has been. So, I truly enjoy watching Caitlin Clark. Like, I literally tell Katie, "Hey, Caitlin's on, let's watch." And she's like denying me, but that's okay. I ain't mad at her. But at the end of the day, the way I look at it is, it's must-see TV, okay? It is must-see TV. Watch this game, people. Iowa, South Carolina, it's going to be off the hook. We got to take a break. I hear the music. We're going to do that. We'll come back. I think you and I need to start talking some NBA hoops a little bit as we are coming to the end of the season for the NBA. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson with me, Andy Dorf, as we're at the Final Four here Saturday in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. More, obviously it was in Glendale, but we live in parts of Phoenix. Mike out in the tan, me out in Scottsdale, but hey, it is what it is. Now we're talking NBA hoops, where the Boston Celtics have, I don't know if I've ever, honestly, I was just like thinking to myself right now, as I look at their lead that they have on the Milwaukee Bucks and everybody else, dude, this is a joke, man. I'm sorry, but it's a joke. They have a 14-game lead. The next closest team to them, Milwaukee Bucks, are 14 freaking games behind them. What a joke, man. The Eastern Conference, I'm sorry, but it's become a very, very bad conference. The only team that probably puts any fear in anybody is the Boston Celtics. Like, let's keep it real here, man. The Milwaukee Bucks have absolutely not lived up to the expectations, the hype of what could be with Dame Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Chris Middleton is a mere shell of what he used to be in 2021. Brooke Lopez is slow and old and can't keep up with anything. Look, Bobby Portis is instant offense, but a defensive liability or a defensive nightmare. I got my problems with Doc because dude doesn't play Ajax or Marjan at all. Like, what the hell is this guy thinking right now? I just don't get it. The season got off to an interesting start. At the end of the day, I really hate to say this, but it might actually be true. Maybe they were better off with Adrian Griffin, who had them at 30-13 when they decided to get rid of him. And then they went to Doc Rivers, who I thought was going to be a much better choice. But at the end of the day, he has absolutely disappointed the hell out of me, because I thought he'd be a little more creative, a little more innovative. But what I'm seeing from the Milwaukee Bucks at this point in time, Mike Wilson, is more likely a first-round exit than anything else, from them getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and or getting to the NBA Finals. I think that is a figment of people's imagination at this moment in time, because the Milwaukee Bucks have absolutely failed to live up to the expectations and the hype of what could be with Dame Lillard and Giannis, because it just has not translated well on the basketball floor. And we're 77 games in now, man. So we have enough of a sample size to say this has been a disaster.
You know, look, I know just as much as I bleed green and white for my Boston Celtics, I know you bleed buck green. Like, I know it, and I know that this frustrates you. You and I were having this conversation last night over dinner after the Final Four, and I'm sitting there watching you talk about this, and you're just like, who's in the sixth spot? Who's in the seventh spot? Like, we're going out. I'm like, I said Indiana, and then a couple other teams. You're like, oh God, we're going out. And I saw the exasperation on your face. I heard the exasperation in your voice. Let me ask you this: this is something that comes with Doc Rivers now. Doc has been a successful coach. He's had success pretty much wherever he's gone. Like, they've won. I'm not saying he won the title in Boston. We all know that in 08. But he had success as a Clippers coach. He had success, some success in Philly. But is he getting to that point where he's I don't know if this is the right word for it, but the legend of Doc Rivers is a bit overrated in terms of what he can do as a coach? Andy, you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had my thing on mute again. Sorry about that. Listen, that's okay. A tough question, because, like you said, there is success in what he's done. But I'm almost kind of wondering, in a weird way, like, when the Bucks won in 2021, I felt like they won in spite or despite of Bud.
Right.
Maybe Boston won just because, right? When they had their big three, maybe it was just their time. I've just been unimpressed with the lack of creativity. And when you're coming into a new situation, I think you want to try different combinations. I think you want to try different lineups. I just haven't seen that. And ultimately, what we're seeing on the floor is guys don't look like they're giving effort consistently on a night in and night out basis. I guess that's my biggest problem with what I've seen. And I don't know exactly where that's coming from, right? I don't know if that's a coach thing, is that a player thing, is that both of them? And you said to me last night, as we were having dinner and we were talking about this, you said, you thought that Doc maybe was a little out of line with saying certain things. I kind of disagree, man. Like, there has to be an adult in the room. There has to be a leader, and there has to be someone that just says the truth, right? Like, so all things can kind of be a little bit true. Like, Doc Rivers is not coaching the way that I thought he would, but at the same time, the Bucks players aren't giving the effort that I thought they would either, right? Like, this is a collection of everybody not doing what they're supposed to do. And we're talking about a team that's 47-30, and the record looks okay. It's not great. Like, with what we thought we had, I think we thought we'd be a little closer to what Boston looks like. But ultimately, we're not, and the chemistry has not come together. And when you talk about who's in the 7 and 8 spot, that's Miami and that's Philadelphia. And when you look at who's in the 2 spot, that's Milwaukee. And those are two teams that obviously play well during this time of the season. And Joel Embiid is back. And that dude is hungry, and when he's on the floor, it gives Philadelphia a great shot to be able to beat anybody. So with that being said, I go back to my original statement here. Are the Milwaukee Bucks more likely to go out in the first round than get to the Eastern Conference Finals and or the NBA Finals? And at this moment in time, I'm going to say I think they're more likely to be a first-round exit than either of those other two options. Maybe they finish the season strong, and maybe they build some momentum, and maybe they are able to live up to the expectations later than we all expected. But quite frankly, I'm going into this with very, very low expectations. And I want to make this clear, okay? I want to make this clear to you. I want to make this clear to the fans. I want to make this clear to everybody. I really don't care, okay? I seriously don't care if the Bucks win or lose. Can I be disappointed that they're not living up to expectations? Absolutely. But ultimately, man, I talk about sports and I talk about everybody, and our job is to be objective about what we're talking about. So I have to take my love for certain teams out of the equation, and I have to be real, and I have to give people my real perspective on what I think may or may not happen. Does it pain me to say that the Bucks may be a first-round exit with all the expectations? Sure. But am I real about that? Absolutely, because it's more probable than not probable when you look at what they've been doing over the last couple, 3 weeks. Disappointing, to say the least, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly is, because the expectations, like you said, were extremely high. You get Damian Lillard out there, expectations rose instantaneously, even though they were already high. So, you know, we'll come back. We'll talk about probably the Boston Celtics and the Western Conference on the other side. How about that?
Absolutely. Keep it close, everybody. We'll continue the conversation. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Welcome back in, people. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're coming at you. Talking NBA hoops at this moment in time and the expectations and the disappointments from the Milwaukee Bucks throughout this season obviously are heavy on my mind, with me being a forever Milwaukee Bucks fan growing up in the great state of Wisconsin, but now living in the Valley of the Sun. And, you know, it's funny because I talk to my brothers a lot about what's going on with the Milwaukee Bucks, and, you know, it's kind of interesting when people want to be right about what they're talking about. Ultimately, it's not about being right or being wrong. It's about understanding the game and understanding that certain things do take time to have chemistry. I was willing to give it 25 or 30 games, but at this moment, we're 77 games into it, and we are what we are, you know, like we've heard it before. Your record is what your record is, right?
Hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
I don't know what that is, but ultimately, I think Mike is not with me, but he'll be back in just a moment, I'm sure. Look, at the end of the day, man, it's really about going out there and having an opportunity to win. So I'm still at this point. I don't know if Mike is back with me or not, but I'm still at this point. Do the Milwaukee Bucks have an opportunity to have the two best players on the floor? And they do. They really, truly do. But we haven't seen it very much, Mike. So if the Milwaukee Bucks are to have success, Dame and Giannis absolutely have to ball out like crazy. And Chris needs to give us 75% of what he was when the Bucks won in 2021. Otherwise, again, we're looking at a first-round exit, Mike. So chemistry took a lot longer than I thought it would to come together here, and it hasn't come together. But I will go on record. They have the opportunity to have the two best players in any series. which does make them still a little bit of an outside threat. And I'm going to call them the wild card in the NBA playoffs, Mike. Is that fair?
No, that's absolutely fair. And you hit the nail on the head. They do have the opportunity to have the two best people on the court in Giannis and Dame in any series, in any game. You know me. I'm a huge Dame guy for, you know, being a Portland Trailblazer for as long as he was and what he did in the community and all that. And, you know, and for the simple reason, what he did on the court for them. He is spectacular. He is any adjective you want to attach to him. I'm going to be down with that. So it's, you know, you mentioned the chemistry, and chemistry is, it's a fickle thing, brother. It really is. And, you know, we talk about chemistry between Giannis and Dame and the rest of the team. We can talk chemistry with the Phoenix Suns here in the Valley of the Sun. You can talk chemistry with the Boston Celtics and just how seamless, you know, Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis have, you know, combined their talents and melted, you know, melded with the rest of the Celtics over the course of the whole season. I mean, that if teams want to look at how chemistry is supposed to go when you get new pieces, just look at Boston. Like Drew, and you can speak to Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday was a buck for a long time, and just how easygoing of a guy he is, and just his willingness to do whatever it takes to win. And then Chris Porzingis, as you and I call him, you know, he came in, you know, and he blended in really well. He knew he wasn't going to be the first option, second option, and he was comfortable with that. He's found his niche, his role with the team. The other players on Boston have also found their niche, their role with the team. And I would love to see Milwaukee and Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals, because I think the star power in that kind of series would just be incredible. So we'll see what happens, but chemistry is a fickle thing. It just exactly hasn't happened for you and your Bucks. I agree with Mids. Mids has to give you 75-80% of what he can, and I agree that they can be a wild card in the NBA playoffs that are coming up here very shortly. I think the playoffs start, dude, like April 20th or something like that. So they're coming in fast and hot.
Yeah, only five games or so left in the season, maybe four in some cases. Let's shift gears. Let's talk a little Western Conference. We've given a lot of love to the Eastern Conference. You know, the Phoenix Suns have been in and out of the top six. They're now in the top six. Dallas now in the top six. New Orleans has worked themselves out of the top six. The Lakers are at the eighth spot. The Kings are at the ninth spot. The Golden State Warriors are at the 10th spot. That's going to be fun to watch that play in. I'm sorry, but all those are going to be exciting as all hell. They're going to be fun to check out. The Clippers have slipped a little bit, right? They were kind of pushing, and they've kind of come back to earth a little bit. Denver seems to be playing well at the right time. They're now tied for first, or actually they got a little bit of a lead for first place over the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Oklahoma City Thunder are a game and a half out. Those three teams are basically set. But we just don't know exactly how the order is going to finish, but they're going to finish top three. The Clippers are too far behind. The Mavericks are too far behind, and the Suns are definitely too far behind as well. I like Denver. I don't know who you like, but I like Denver. Their chemistry. You talked about the Boston Celtics chemistry. It's pretty similar with Denver, if you ask me. Like, they've got some new pieces in there, but they've kind of fit in seamlessly, just like Drew and Porzingis have with the Boston Celtics. I think the Denver Nuggets are extremely good. Jokic, obviously, we know the skill that he has and what he can do out on the floor. But him and Murray together, hey,
Yeah.
By the way, Giannis and Dame, maybe watch how they run the pick and roll and learn a little something. I'm just throwing it out there for you guys. I know you're not listening to me, but hey, maybe you should be listening to me. But in all seriousness, the Denver Nuggets, they got their act together after the All-Star break, and they seem to be heading toward another Western Conference Finals or another very good deep run, and quite frankly, it's not out of the question, man, that they could go back to back for real. What say you?
Oh God, I've been saying it all year to anybody that's going to listen. You know, people talk about Oklahoma City and Minnesota. They're coming. I'm like, you know what? Denver's already been there. They know how to do it. They have the chemistry. The players know their roles. It is all dictated by the Joker and Jamal Murray to me. And you're exactly right with maybe Dame and Giannis could learn something from how, you know, the Joker and Murray run the pick and roll and just kind of work together kind of deal. But Denver's the real deal. I don't care what people say about Minnesota. I don't care about what people say about Oklahoma City. They haven't done it. They haven't gone deep in the playoffs. They are young. They're kind of working on willful ignorance right now in terms of winning games and all that. But the playoffs are a different beast. Everything slows down. Every possession is crucial. Every missed free throw, foul, you know, all that kind of stuff is just magnified. Denver has shown that they can handle that pressure. I mean, we saw what they did on their run to the NBA title last year, and it was just unbelievable. And the Joker supplanted him, you know, planted himself down and threw his flag down as the top player to me in the NBA last year and this year. I mean, the guy is what, 6'11", 7 foot. He's a walking triple-double. He can start the offense. He can pass like nobody that I've ever seen out of the in the post or a post player can. Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon. I mean, you know, you name the guys on that team, and the bench guys know their role. They know what they're coming in the game for. It is something to behold to watch the Denver Nuggets play the game of basketball. And, you know, and if it ends up being Denver and Boston, I think that's going to be a highly entertaining seven-game series or, you know, finals championship round. But Denver, everything goes through Denver to me in the West. And for people to think that it does otherwise, I don't know what they're smoking, but I don't know if I want any of it.
Who's the most dangerous team in the West outside of the Denver Nuggets, in your opinion?
Ooh, that you know what? If they keep playing like the way they've been playing, Phoenix, KD, Booker, and Beal, that's a pretty good threesome, and they've been playing some better ball. You know, you talked about your team being a dark horse. I could see Phoenix being a wild card in terms of that. You know, I know people want to make the Lakers out to be something. I don't really buy into the Lakers being like a major threat. But, you know, look, and I know I just got done saying, hey, you know, OKC and Minnesota haven't done it yet, but they got players. They got young, great, very good players that can catch fire, that can learn on the run literally with this. I think Minnesota with their two bigs could create some problems for a lot of people.
I like the Dallas Mavericks. I really like Luka
or
and
Dallas.
What he's done
yeah.
throughout the
yeah.
season. I think this kid is probably look. You can throw a dart at a dartboard and say who's playing the best, whether it's him or Joker, right? Like, but what he's done with his team this year, it's nothing short of remarkable, and I think Luka is just so good and so fun to watch. And the Dallas Mavericks moves that they made at the trade deadline, they've all paid off, and it seems like their chemistry has really started to blend together. I'm a little shocked that the Sacramento Kings kind of fell apart sweetheart. Like last year, they were the sweethearts from the Western Conference, and they kind of shocked us as to getting to where they were, and then obviously Golden State took them out, and I almost think they kind of had a little bit of a hangover from that all season long, and they didn't live up to what they did last season. But I'm looking at Dallas, and the reason I don't like the Clippers is because I think they're going to have matchup problems. Zubac right. is the only guy they have as far as a big dude that's going to cause problems. I did notice they're playing P.J. Tucker a little bit more the last few games. Makes good sense because we know how he performs in the postseason. I hear the music. I know we got to take a break, man. Kind of stinks because there's always so much to talk about and we never have enough time to totally get into it, but that's the way it works. We got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shot Time, so keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. We do what's called parting shots at this time. Before we do that, though, definitely check out our content from the weekend at the Final Four. You can get that stuff on our Instagram page, I believe, and you can get that stuff on our Dorfon Sports page on Facebook as well. I know Mike is very popular on TikTok. Dude's got 400,000 people viewing our stuff. It's fantastic. Share some of that love with our page, bro, because you're blowing up, man. We both need to blow up. Anyways, get at us, people, a couple few different ways. You can get at Mike at Pigskin Opinion on the X. You can get at me at Dorfon Sports. And then, obviously, it's Dorfon Sports on Facebook, Dorfon Sport, the real Dorfon Sports on IG. So, Mike, parting shot time, brother. You're up.
Well, first, my parting shot goes out to my partner, Andy Dorf. We had a great time at the Final Four yesterday, and I'll be posting stuff to our page and Instagram page all day. Second, I want to give a shout out to the Iowa Hawkeyes, the South Carolina Gamecocks, the UConn Huskies, and the Purdue Boilermakers. 40 minutes for the rest of your life. You sell out, you play out. These kids have been working hard all season, their whole career, to find themselves at the pinnacle of their college careers playing for the national championship. I just want to wish every one of those kids good luck and just have a great time. If you win, win like a champion. You lose, lose like a champion. And just congratulations on getting to where you are.
Look, to your point, I'm going to give my parting shot and say there are no losers at this point. You've made it this far. You kids have done something pretty special. So go out there, embrace that moment, and enjoy it. Suck it all in, and you and I will be there Monday night to actually take it all in. So looking forward to it. For Mike, for John Poulter, for Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.